Dr. Northington, this new facility is long in coming, and it has something that it will distinguish it among the other things that occur there as the only lab of its type in the state. Could we start there explaining what that lab will be able to do?
Kate, the new laboratory facility will be built to 21st century absolute state-of-the-art laboratory design. And within the laboratory facility, we're going to be able to include what's called a biological safety level 3 laboratory suite. This area will be at a little bit higher level of biosafety and biosecurity. It's basically sort of hermetically sealed off, and all the airflow is filtered, and we capture any effluent coming out of the area so that whenever we do face a challenge from a disease-causing organism, whether it be impacting animals, people, or both, we will have a higher level of biological safety in order to handle these type specimens.
Does that go to the level of what is being used for Ebola people?
No, Kate, it doesn't. There's actually 4 levels in biosafety levels in laboratories. Biological safety level 1 would be the equivalent maybe of a high school biology lab. There's absolutely nothing going on that is going to hurt anything or anybody. Biological safety level 2 would be the level at which for the Breathitt Veterinary Center that our day-to-day operations is just by exercising what would be current standards of laboratory safety in terms of how we handle things and personal protective equipment, then we're able to handle our day-to-day work. But there are agents, you know, that impact animals and that may have the ability to impact people. And let me give you an example that would be like some of the avian influenza viruses, in which we would like to have even a higher level of containment. And so biological safety level 3 will be one more notch higher. And then when you get to the really bad things, such as the Ebola virus, that really should be handled in what's called a biological safety level 4 laboratory, which obviously the CDC and 2 or 3 other locations around the country have that capability.
The new Breathitt Veterinary Center is going to be between the James E. Bruce Convention Center and the Murray State University campus on Fort Campbell Boulevard. Describe the facility and how it will change any operations that we currently know the BVC to execute.
Kate, first of all, the facility is going to be state-of-the-art. And secondly, we're going to more than double the working laboratory space of the building. This is going to allow us to, as changes in demand for services and concerns, whether it be the environment or diseases that may be occurring in our livestock and poultry industries, that we can rapidly be able to respond to these, both in terms of personnel and space and equipment. So it's really going to be building a facility to continue to serve agriculture for the next 40 years. It really will not necessarily change the nature of what we do at all. You know, we're basically a scientific laboratory that performs animal disease diagnostic testing. That mission will not change, but it will enhance our ability to provide for our Murray State University and other regional university students the opportunity for undergraduate and graduate level research projects. We'll also be able to maybe partner with other state agencies that would really like to have access to state-of-the-art laboratory facilities such as public health, Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife, and other agencies that also need access to this type of facility.
You broke ground last month. When do you anticipate being able to use the facility?
September the 18th, we broke ground for the new facility. We're actually having the bid opening tomorrow. Obviously, we hope that we have a successful bid and we'll be able to break ground or actually start moving dirt around the 1st of November. And then the project is targeted for completion in mid-2016, hopefully somewhere between early summer to maybe early to mid-fall.
Who designed the building?
We have just an excellent design team. Sherman Carter Barnhart from Lexington, Kentucky is the lead architectural firm. But we have also partnered with Foyle Wyatt Architects out of Jackson, Mississippi, who have just made a niche in architecture and engineering and designing both colleges of veterinary medicine and animal disease diagnostic laboratories. So we have just one of the best design teams that we could possibly have to ensure that we get a great facility.
This facility culminates how many years of working towards it, Dr. Northington?
Kate, well over a decade, but with the way Kentucky's legislature works, that we only pass a budget every 2 years, that is not unusual. By the time you get a worthy project just on the radar screen and there's other projects beside you and on top of you that, you know, just sort of have to roll their way to the top before they're able to get funded. And to some extent, we certainly got caught in the state and national recession, where Kentucky actually went for 6 years without bonding any capital construction projects. So we were just really fortunate. Now that Kentucky bonded some in 2014, that we were one of the first projects out of the gate ready to be moved forward for construction.
Dr. Northington, your role has changed as well. Explain how so.
Kate, I think I kind of liken it to sort of like an antique that has been repurposed. I was very honored to serve as the director of the Breathitt Veterinary Center from 2004 through 2014, and certainly have led, from our standpoint, a lot of the coordination and trying to get our new project both designed and built. So I'm transitioning over to a new role as the BVC programs manager, where I will be overseeing the construction project. Now, that's almost a full-time job in itself as we move on through the actual construction and bringing this new facility out of the ground.
When you mention programs, may we kind of readdress, how is the work of the Breathitt Veterinary Center organized in separate tracks or different program areas?
The Breathitt Veterinary Center itself is just a huge laboratory facility. And let me sort of use an analogy of like a high school as a school under one roof that is subdivided into different departments like history and math and business. We're a huge laboratory underneath one roof that we're subdivided by scientific discipline, such as pathology, microbiology, virology, toxicology, serology, so that when we have clinical specimens submitted to us, then we'll determine what tests need to be run by these different scientific disciplines and route the specimens through the laboratory. On an annualized basis, we receive over 24,000 submissions a year, on which we will end up completing over 200,000 individual tests. So we move a very, very high volume of work through the facility. Now, the new facility basically is just going to be providing us more space, which we're almost overloaded right now in our current facility with regard to adequate space for all the scientific equipment and the personnel that work out in our laboratory sections.
What is the number of employees at Breathitt?
We're like most other public agencies. We're down a few employees from where we were a few years ago, honestly, just due to budget cuts that we've had to undergo. We currently have 40 employees. We have 9 employees at the doctoral level or above. Approximately 23 to 25 laboratory technicians that will be at the bachelor's or master's level. And then we also have our own in-house administrative and maintenance personnel.
Dr. Northington, thank you very much for making time for me today.
Kate, I certainly hope that this has been beneficial, and certainly as the project unfolds, maybe we'll have an opportunity to do an update.
I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate.